Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show. Young Bill Fridge.
Yeah.
Back again.
The Dynamic Dudes-o.
Yeah, the Dudes-o. The Dynamic Dudes. Do you remember that tag team?
I remember it was John Cena's stepdad, or no, Daniel Bryan's stepdad, John Laurinaitis.
Yeah, John Laurinaitis, yeah. And Shane Douglas.
Yeah. And they couldn't skateboard, but they had to carry skateboards.
Yep.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Wrestling talk.
Wrestling
drink,
right off the bat.
Drink.
That's how you know it's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
This is the bonus show that our loyal fans earned us last week.
I just
by meeting the goal.
That we're halfway to $666. That means something to
me. That's an omen?
I don't know what that means. I went and bought some snacks before the show. It came up to $6.66. So I'm pretty sure that Satan's trying to talk to me. He's trying to send me a message that episode 666 is just around the corner. If we don't hit our bonus goal, episode 666 will probably not happen on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, because it falls that way.
Yeah.
It just happens to fall that way.
Like right around that time.
Oh, dude. Yeah, we must. Everyone, if you can help, you can pitch us a twofer. $2.
Everybody's saying that it actually falls on Christmas Eve. Trust me, I'm going to bend time and space to make
it.
And Greg Norton, starting it off right now. Thank you for that measly
Thank
three.
You.
Popping that cherry. Ah, you're a sweet boy, Greg Norton. Greg screen caps stuff and tweets it at us, and sometimes the screen caps gross me out. Like
Greg?
Yeah.
Greg? Your buddy Greg?
James?
Yeah. Oh, you mean James?
You mean James?
Oh, that's James you're talking about. Yeah, what the fuck? James.
It will happen. Everyone
yes!
give VP your energy.
Yes, Peachy Ham.
100%.
My man. Making
yeah, before the show started, we were like, no fucking dead air. No fucking dead air. No
dead
fucking
air.
Dead air. But
no
if we
air.
Have dead air... It's going to be my fault, but I will blame the weed that was given to me.
From my dad?
Yes.
I gave Ben some of my dad's weed last night, and it's rough, right?
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
It's hardcore weed.
Yes.
I tried to warn you. Every time Joe smokes it, he passes out.
I won't pass out.
Yeah.
Edibles, though, like if you made brownies with this weed or something, that would knock me out.
It would F you up.
Yes.
And my dad gets that Underground Railroad weed.
They're smuggling it up to Canada?
I guess. It comes from somewhere in between Canada and here. I'm not sure exactly where it's from. I just know like there's some dude shows up on a motorcycle with a shotgun and gives my dad a brick of weed.
With a shotgun?
I don't know. I might be embellishing that a little bit to protect identities.
I picture him looking like Antonio Banderas in Desperado or something on a motorcycle with a shotgun.
Who's the Reno Reigns or whatever? Is that the
Raymond Rones?
Raymond Rones. You know, there was like the 90s television program where the guy rides the motorcycle around. He
Renegade?
Renegade. I think it was Renegade.
With Lorenzo Lamas?
Lorenzo Lamas. His name was Reno Reigns or something. I swear it was something like that in the fucking episode.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, Lorenzo Lamas. He shows up with a fucking backpack full of hobbit hair and feeds it to my dad. That's
this Hobbit weed, hair?
Yeah, this weed's called Hobbit hair.
No, it's not.
I made that up. That'd be a good strain, though. Puffing that Hobbit hair. I don't give a fuck. Makes you feel like you're 5'4". Sunk to the ground.
So, but you already. So, how tall does it make you feel, though? Makes, since that's your height that you are already.
I mean, that's a funny meme and all, but I'm so
tall. Funny meme.
I'm so tall. I'm so tall. I don't want to point out the fact that I'm so tall, but
you
I
know
do
what?
All the time.
On the comment section for our last show, there was someone complaining about how much we asked people to like the stream, and I replied by asking him to like the stream.
I hope he liked the stream. I hope he liked it. Honestly, if you guys don't even like the stream, I genuinely hope that you like the stream.
Yeah, just
it. I hope you like being here. If you don't like being here, then I don't know. I guess talk some shit. Red Scare with the $5 drive. Thank you, my friend. But yeah.
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 I forgot to take my dad's weed out of my bag, so I have even more of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I want to give you any. Are you running out? How much weed you got left? I gave you a good amount, right? I don't know.
I got like this much.
You got some nugs left?
Yeah.
Because I have to use this to get girls high.
Yo.
That's what
oh
weed's for.
Oh, my God.
What? That's what weed's for. Let's do this.
Yes. Thank you so much for helping.
I used my dad's weed to get girls high. That's my rule. My dad. I went to my dad's... And he gave me like two bags of weed, and Maddie fucking took them.
Just pretend I'm a girl that gives you blue balls after you get me high by giving me a bunch of weed.
Let me give you some blue ball weed, Ben. Let me give you some blue ball weed. Let me see. You're going to get some of the frost. Because I don't know what the DD stands for.
Yeah,
I think it's
deep dicking.
Dog dick, yeah.
Dog
dick. Here's some more strains you love, my dude.
Dog dick.
I'm just giving away weed over here.
He's like the weed fairy. Do you remember the... I didn't live here then.
Yeah. Two guns, no ammo. Grassi. Yeah, the weed fairy would run around and leave bags of weed like hammered to a tree.
Back when it was illegal.
Yeah. And I lived here then. I remember the weed fairy going around.
I remember seeing it on the news being like, what the fuck? There's a weed fairy?
Yeah. That was Capitol Hill.
Someone was just passing out weed to people.
Yeah, like, there was still medicinal and stuff, so, like, you would often, hey, what's up? What's up, DS Penis?
Anyway, keep going.
You would get, like, random dispensaries, whatever. Is it dispensary when it's a medical? Like,
I guess. It's called a dispensary in some places.
They would have, like, giveaway joints all the time, and they would have giveaway candies, edibles and stuff. So you'd go to, like, a Capitol Hill block party or something, and there'd just be people there with bags of free joints and bags of free shit, little candies and stuff.
Pimp Monk. Pimp Monk.
Pimp Monk.
There's plenty of room.
Come snuggle up with us,
yeah.
Bubba. We want your warm voice here with us. We love you, sweet boy. We love you, sweet boy.
I just saw a suggestion to put DSP, his jerk off face, in one of the guest cams.
Actually, yeah.
You think do I that. Should?
Yeah, that's 100%. Put him on the bottom cam, though. I don't want him jerking it underneath me.
The private show last night was amazing. Everyone should join Patreon to get that extra DP cheddar.
Oh, my God.
Juice.
Tonight, we're going to expand on part of what we covered on the private show last night, because we covered this really uncomfortable hangout between Shani and G-Man, where...
like combative flirting.
Yes.
It was very strange.
G-Man was like, you ain't getting none of this chocolate.
You ain't getting... And then Shani's cuckbind or husband or whatever you want to call him. Cuckbind. Cuckhuz. He came in and was like, you're supposed to be a Christian. You're going to refer to your chocolate and my wife, my biblical wife. And then she goes biblical on to like wife. A 44-minute tirade about butt stuff and other sickening things. It's like a very non-Christian way to talk. Made G-Man's chocolate comment look straight out of a Leviticus.
She kept saying that women fake orgasms with G-Man. I mean... It was really weird. Well, we're gonna revisit it tonight and watch a little bit of that.
Yeah, like somehow she was telling G-Man that women fake orgasms with him without saying that she faked an orgasm with him. Like they're doing this public flirtation thing for, like, because they can't be with each other. Like I swear they were banging, they were smashing, they were cheek clapping. They have to be. I guess there's old videos of Shani out there where she's hitting on G-Man. You said.
Yeah, she would probably say she was joking.
Yeah, and G-Man would probably say he was joking when he legitimately asked us, of all people, if he thought him and Shani would make a good couple.
I don't know. It kind of seems like it seems obvious.
I guarantee you if Shani and G-Man made babies, those babies would become atheists. 100%.
You guarantee it?
100% atheists.
I'm adding Pimp Monk to the group.
Pimp Monk?
If he wants to come on.
Yeah. With our guest DSP.
Yeah.
DSP and Pimp Monk.
Pimp Monk.
Put him below DSP. There's no way we're going to let Pimp Monk get rained on by DSP's flash bang. What do you want to call that? Trying not to get demonetized for saying commies. Dirty atheist. She grosses. Worst of all, it looks like DSP is enjoying the conversation. Yeah. He is. He knows what's up. He's having a good time. Did you watch the old Kevin Smith movies?
Yeah, I've watched them.
They got the new Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back reboot film coming out.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be like in theaters October 15th and 17th for like a previewing. I think they're going to come to Seattle. I got a buddy who's like pretty cool with Jason Mewes. I'm going to try and talk him into getting me a ticket to that live thing when they're here.
Let's bring him on the show. He said he would always come on a podcast if he was asked nicely.
Let's ask him nicely.
Yeah.
I'll be like, hey.
That'd be hilarious.
Jason Mewes. I can actually ask my friend if he'll talk to him.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cute. I love those guys. I grew up on them. My wrestling finishing move was named the Fecalator after the line from Dogma, where they're buying a gun, and whatever Randall's name was in Dogma, he was like, this model's called the Fecalator. One look at the gun and the target shits him or herself.
Wait for Pimp. Here he is. He's here. Hello, Pimp Monk.
Stroking.
Hello, beautifuls.
My baby. I miss you.
Sweet boys. Hello there, sweet boys.
My sweet boy.
I almost got in a fight like 20 minutes ago.
For what?
Oh, okay. I stopped at the store for a friend. Was going to the store, and this girl walked by, and she had a ass that make you go, oh. So I looked back at the ass, and I was all excited about it, and all of a sudden, the car's window rolled down. This dude's like, don't look at my woman's ass. And I'm like, what? I first thought he called me a fat ass. So I turned around. I was going, what'd you say, homie? He said, I said, don't look at my wife. I said, you don't want to start no shit, boy. And I turned around. He said something else. And then I walked up to the car. I said, you don't want none of this motherfucker. He rolled his window.
Oh, he rolled it up. So it wasn't even like a fight. It was just him.
No.
being a little bitch because this girl got a cake.
And then I guess he thought he was going to like punk me out, but you don't punk me out.
How does it feel that you're 100%?
I don't see nothing but myself on this thing.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Pitmunk, how does it feel that you're 100% that dude and that dude is 100% a bitch and he's got the girl with the fat ass?
I know. It pisses me off a little bit. But, I do pretty good.
I have a rule because I'm a sick, twisted son of a bitch. I will only be seen in public with chicks that have like a really nice ass or really nice boobs. I'm sick in the head. I just have this rule. I can't help it. If you see me in public with someone who doesn't have a nice ass or nice boobs, call me on it.
Yeah. Well, see, I started to tell him, look, dude, I could fuck her better than you, but that probably been too far.
And plus, you
and somebody like said, somebody in the chat room said he got monked out. I like that.
He got monked out.
Monked out.
That's good.
No, man. I mean, I understand. I was looking at his girl's ass. I will be the first one to say that. I was doing that. But, you know, you don't holler at me. You don't yell at me.
Pinmonk.
What?
What would you do to that ass?
Oh, God.
I would have anally sexually penetrated her butt.
Why do you say it like it's a court case? The way you described it, it sounded to me like you were reading the
Your
charges.
Honor, yeah. I would like to state for the record that she was anally.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I would have penetrated it, Your Honor.
She was penetrated anally.
I thought you were going to say something southern, like I cut it off like a piece of cobbler. And I'm like, oh, that's.
I have never said anything like that in my life, Billy.
Cobbler's probably not from your jurisdiction. What's a
it
good?
It is. A peach cobbler? What the
peach
fuck
cobbler is your jurisdiction?
Jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Like he's the food police.
Yeah.
Apple cobbler. Well, we fat boys. We know what we're talking about when it comes to food. Now, come on.
I dip my spoon in it like hot apple cobbler. I say apple cobbler because I'm from Washington State where apples are like fucking water here. We have a lot
apple
of water, too.
Apple crisp is better than apple cobbler, but
apple crisp. Apple crisp is basically apple cobbler, right?
Yeah, it's just a little bit more like, what, crispier.
Yeah.
So how does it feel to have, how does it feel to have DSP jerking off beneath you?
Oh, it feels great, actually. I felt a little wetness on the butt.
Look up at Pitmunk. He's letting Pitmunk's balls rest on his forehead.
Hey, how you doing down there?
Yeah.
Your dick's bigger than mine, homie. And he keeps looking up at me.
Like Rot Feast Tenders is not done torturing you, Pimpy. Torture.
What?
Rot Feast Tenders is torturing you.
Why is he torturing
you? I don't know. Do you have a history with Rot Feast Tenders?
No, he's cool. He's a cool cat. He's a cool cat. I don't know why he's talking about torture.
Cool cat.
I like cool cats. That's my favorite hero.
Let's talk about this one still.
He got me so humiliated.
Dumbass! Turbo Saudi Arabia all the time!
Wow. They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
At our stupidity.
And you better well learn to love it!
So, Trump, has a message for Joe Biden's son about what a terrible vice president Biden was and the only reason why he got to be vice president. Here it is.
And your father was never considered smart. He was never considered a good senator. He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's ass.
Oh, God. Look at that retard in the back with the glasses on. Look at her.
Barack Obama's ass.
See, the I don't even. Reason. I mean, why are they cheering so much for that? That wasn't even good. That was just. It's an ass.
The view of his side profile is so weird.
He don't need to be worrying about Biden. He need to worry about Warren. She's going to come at you, man.
Does he have to worry about Warren?
We'll look into the polling in a second here.
Thank you. It's true.
Look how obnoxiously tanned the blonde woman in the upper right of the screen is. You see her?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Maybe she just got choked.
They're in Minnesota, too. It's not like they're in Orlando or anything like that.
She must have a condition.
It's true.
She's tan mom.
And they're always saying the same thing. Yeah, he got $1.5 billion. We admit it. They admit it. There's nothing. But always that same thing. President Trump made a totally unsubstantiated claim about Hunter Biden and his father. It's not unsubstantiated, you crooked son of a guns. It's 100% true.
I mean, when it's so rough because, like, what are you going to do? They're trying to deflect that Biden and his son didn't do this. And
I hope they all take the fall. I hope Biden takes the fall because he had some dirty dealings there. I hope Trump takes the fall because of his dirty dealings, all the like backroom politic playing that's going on.
But that's probably what's
between these two.
That's probably what's not going to happen because both parties have blood on their hands. They're both guilty. But there's going to let it roll over.
But here's the thing. He's their candidate unless something crazy happens. Unless he's like a confirmed axe murderer, Trump will be the Republican candidate. But Biden doesn't have to be the Democrat candidate. He doesn't have to be. And if it hurts Trump's reelection and hurts Biden, then it makes it easier for someone else to take him. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's going to be rough. It's going to be a rough year leading up to next November.
Even the smart guys on Wall Street, and I know all of them.
I know them. I know them well.
They are smart. They've never seen anything like that one before. I've called them. Does that ever happen? Never happens.
Never happen. He's got this to his voice that he does sometimes.
Meh. He's a little Muppet.
Never happen.
He's part Muppet.
Guy walks in, no experience, no nothing. Walks out with $1.5 billion. Gee.
Billion.
Flies in on Air Force Two with his father, the vice president. Don't forget, that's when he was vice president. So China gives his son $1.5 billion. How would you like to have Joe Biden take over negotiations right now with China? I don't think so. I don't think so.
I can't get over the fact that his hair looks like a baseball batting helmet. Like a helmet you wear when you bat.
Meanwhile, Biden allowed China to rip off America for 8 years as vice president, and Barack Obama let him just rob us blind, and we're not doing that anymore. Those days are over.
Man, and when Trump has a little moral high ground, he's good. He's on fire when he has like a little bit of
fucking... Does he really have moral high ground, though? I mean, all the shitty stuff he's done, I mean, really? I don't know.
Well, yeah, but everybody calls him out on it all the time, so he's usually on defense. But now that he has somebody to go offense on, his offense is good. His offense, because his base loves it when he talks to them like they're five-year-olds. He's like, President, explain like I'm five. Right?
Yeah.
And it works so well when he has some vitriol to spit on someone else rather than some cowardice to defend himself for. When he's able to go in on something, those five-year-olds listening love it and eat it up.
I know why that girl's orange. She's trying to look like him.
Probably.
Do people do Trumpkins for Halloween?
Probably. That sounds like something someone came up with at some point.
Yeah.
Right?
We should have a Trumpkin. We should have a Trumpkin carving contest for the fans at home. You guys carve your
best
Trumpkins.
It's a good idea.
We'll give the winner a freaking special edition holiday t-shirt.
And that is substantiated.
Well, America got robbed. That's what happened.
What say you, dear?
Sleepy Joe and his friends sold out
Sleepy
America.
Sleepy Joe.
They didn't have tough
Sleepy
negotiations.
I'm telling you, when he hits them with those barbs, when he calls Warren Pocahontas, when he hits people with these nicknames, he's unbeatable.
People want DSP to talk.
All right, I must follow shit. I'm already behind.
Oh shit! I didn't know how long that was.
Face washing brought to you by the amazing cleansing power of Silk.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Holy shit!
Oh no!
I didn't know they were that long. That one fits perfectly.
It does.
Holy shit, Honda. He went ape shit.
Did you see that?
I saw that.
It was like, bah, 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 I saw bah, that. Bah, bah. That was pretty great.
And I say, who the hell could have done this? If you had no business instinct, no business ability, if you had nothing, if you're dumb as hell, you wouldn't make these deals. They're so bad. I say, who made these deals? Who made these deals? But we're ripping them all up and redoing them, and they're going to be very good. Wait till you see what happens.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah, that woman was obnoxiously tan. By the way, thanks for everyone who liked the stream. If you like us and you like the stream, please like it, because that always gets more people in here. And, I don't know what else to say. Oh, join the Discord. That's pretty cool. There's a link down there if you want to join the Discord. Lots of new people's joining the Discord. Now's the time. You can't see it. Your time is now.
Your time is now.
Yeah. All right. What else we got? We've got
brand new spanking content.
There was a, they're building a Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans, and it collapsed. Yeah.
Controversial new law allows some Florida teacher.
It didn't work. Never mind.
The actual video collapsed as well.
Yeah.
Oops. This guy probably got picked on as a kid. I'm just going to go out there and assume that.
I almost got it.
Ben, do you own a suit?
Yes.
We should wear suits one night.
Oh, my God.
For full-on, like, suit.
Suit.
So, I don't know, some special event. Gotta have a special event.
Hold on. Here we go.
It's on a Hard Rock Hotel construction site in New Orleans. First responders are beginning their...
It's being dumb. Damn it, I had a video of...
Several people remain unaccounted for. At least 18 people are being treated for injuries.
Look at that shit.
The crane fell from the upper floors of the hotel Saturday morning.
Why do cranes keep falling recently?
It is still a very dangerous situation as the building is unstable. The hotel has been under construction for several months. It's unclear what caused the collapse.
This is New Orleans?
The suspected gunman is
yes.
Those cranes probably got a whole lot of work in. A whole lot of work. A lot of rebuilding that city.
On the Big Easy.
On the Big Easy, ever since Hurricane Katrina, they probably got those cranes on a deal during Hurricane Katrina. Been using the fuck out of them.
So, a new law, teachers are allowed to carry guns in classrooms in Florida.
Florida teacher is going to be the new headline.
Allow some Florida teachers to carry guns inside the classroom. The state legislature passed that law in response to the deadly shooting at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. But so far, only a few of the school districts in the state are following through with it. Lena Shirazi explains.
Teachers in seven Florida school districts will soon be locked and loaded. A new law enacted this month in the state gives schools the option to allow teachers to carry concealed guns. The law expands on the Guardian School Safety Program introduced after the Parkland shooting last year.
That initial program was everybody except classroom teachers.
Okeechobee is one of seven school districts taking advantage of the new option to arm teachers.
Yeah,
Bad
idea. I'm not against arming teachers. I think that you shouldn't let certain teachers, if they have high stress, you should give them like a test. Because some teachers, I remember I had a teacher pull scissors on me one time.
What do you think? Do you think if the majority of teachers are armed, do you think there's a better chance of a teacher either intentionally or accidentally shooting a student? Do you think the odds of that happening are higher than a random school shooting?
I think the
happening?
Gun ever being out other than a dire situation would be very rare. And if it did happen, they should immediately lose their fucking job and be charged with brandishing, if not worse. The gun should be like there's safety regulations here that keep a gun nice and safe for the most part. Yeah, a kid could maybe get on the teacher's persons if they had a holster on their persons and get the gun out of the teacher's like persons. Like that's a potential thing where a kid could fuck around. There's a gun there around kids that's a little worrisome, but I think that there's a respect here for these kids and the fears they have to the point where their parents are buying them bulletproof backpacks and shit.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that more people with guns that are exactly. that are not trained law enforcement, I don't necessarily think that could make the problem go
well,
away.
Well, these teachers should be trained, right? Like, they should be trained to,
but
to carry a gun.
But not law enforcement. Okay, getting, like, basic gun training is not the same as getting law enforcement training.
Yeah, and even they make mistakes.
Sure.
Of course.
So, but you know, here's my thing. When I first heard about this, I thought about, because you know, I've seen it happen. I've seen several videos where, like, you get a fucking little punk ass kid who jumps on a teacher, right? Tries to fight the teacher. Maybe the teacher gets scared, pulls out the gun, and shoots him. I mean, shit like that happens. And okay. I just think it's a bad idea.
How about this? Every school gets a defense drone. And there's like one police officer security dude that mans the drones from a remote location, or there's like maybe 100 of them, and they man these drones. And when a shooter comes into school, boom, the drone is immediately deployed. The guy gets in there in his video game chair, flies the drone in, poof, takes out Jeffrey Wayne Davis, whoever the fucking shooter's name is, because they always have a middle name. Drone attack right there. Every school gets one. No teacher has to hold a fucking gun. No teacher has to man the drone. It's a remote location. The guy knows the area of the school layout. The drone knows the fucking layout better. They could go right to where the source of the damage is, shoot the fucking guy.
So, like, yeah, I was sitting around and thinking the other day, like, what's it going to be like when we have, like, robotic AI-driven cops? Mm. And I was thinking, like, you know, a lot of times cops kill people because they feel threatened. And a cop that's not an alive person wouldn't have to use deadly force if it felt threatened. It would only have to use deadly force if an actual person was being threatened. So I think that would diminish a lot of police shootings that happened, you know, because someone was reaching the wrong place or whatever. I don't know. Just something I was thinking about. That'd be a lot better. As long as they were never taken over and used for nefarious purposes.
Yeah.
Because that would be
get
pretty
fucking skinheads hacking.
Yeah, or so whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Maybe we could get, like, the entire school's equipped with knockout gas. And so if there's a shooting happen, you press the button and everybody goes to sleep for half an hour. Right?
I'd be doing that anyway to get high. Like, if I was going to that school, that would be my objective. Be like, man, I want to know what that knockout gas is like, man. That probably fucks you up.
480 elementary kids and you are just going to be fucking passed out on the floor.
Yeah.
You wake up first because you're an adult, so the children...
No, I said if I was going to that school.
Oh. I was thinking you'd just go to the school to get high and the kids...
No, I said if I was going
longer.
To that school.
But the kids would sleep longer because you're
it
an adult,
it doesn't even say
right?
how old the kids are. This could be a high school for
it could
all
be.
We know.
But as an adult, you'd be able to go raid their snacks because you're going to wake
That's
up
That's not
first.
What I was saying.
You'll wake up first.
I said if I went to that school, that would be my objective.
But then you get snacks. Because the kids won't wake up before you do. So you can go raid their lunchboxes. Just saying. There's benefits to knocking all the kids out in the school.
The assistant superintendent of Okeechobee County says their first priority is protecting students.
You can't have a hashtag of putting students first and not want to use every opportunity to keep them safe.
Tedder says they already have several volunteers. One teacher who wished to remain anonymous due to safety concerns says they are ready for the responsibility.
20 years as a teacher, you know your kids, you would want to see anything bad happen to any of them. You have to be willing to do what needs to be done.
But gun.
Okay. Why was that guy? Why was his identity hidden? What was that?
Because he's not really. He doesn't really have anything to do with this. They just got a guy in the fucking break room of Fox News. Like, could we need you to say some things that will be questionable on tonight's episode, but. We don't have anybody else to say it, so could we just cover up your voice? It's Tucker Carlson saying it.
Tucker.
If I was the editor for Fox News, I would do that all the time. I just cover up people's voices and have them say some crazy shit that nobody else is willing to say in public.
But they're willing to say some crazy shit in public. That's the thing.
Yeah. That's rough.
It is rough.
That guy is the next school shooter. No. Now, American Nightmare, he's in our fan chat. He's a known law enforcement officer. I listen to his word. He says, I'm telling you, just spray liquid ass all over the school. There will be no more school shootings. I think that's a good idea. Just cover the kids in liquid ass. Me and Pimp Monk could donate some of our stank, some of our ick. We could have a vial of our ick that can express our anal glands to save the kids.
According to Rebzion, I got a lot of it, so.
I know.
Little fucker. He needs to change his channel name to the Anision Report, by the way.
Basically, that's mostly what he covers. Not 100%, but quite a bit. What do I got next? Trump finally defends Rudy Giuliani. He waited about 1 to 2 days to do it. Here it is.
President Trump has been taking to Twitter to defend his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. And this is Congress moves ahead with its impeachment inquiry. We were just talking about that. Kevin Cork, weekend duty at the White House. It's nice to have you with us, my friend.
Always good to be with you, Lucky. And you're right about this impeachment inquiry, even though there has been no formal vote. On the House floor, Democrats say they don't need one, and so they're going to keep moving forward, which is precisely what they have been doing thus far. We've also seen a great deal of individuals come over to Capitol Hill. Sometimes you'll see them on camera, and sometimes you don't even see them on camera. They'll go over part of this steady stream, Leland, of individuals being questioned by House investigators. Yesterday, Maria Yovanovitch, the recalled U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, of course, one of them, she told congressional lawmakers in scathing.
So have you been following this, Pimp Monk?
A little bit, not much.
So, like, two guys that are associates of Rudy Giuliani got arrested trying to leave the country to go back to Ukraine, and it turns out that they had their hand in getting the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine fired from her job. Trump fired her, and now there's all this weird shit going on with this. And they were trying to dig up dirt on Joe Biden, and they did campaign finance fraud. That's what they are arrested on. They found something to arrest them on.
And the two guys that Giuliani went to were the most, like, stereotypically looking Ukraine men you could find.
Yeah, they're in our thumbnail, creeping behind Trump and Giuliani.
Yeah, the thumbnail for today's episode, Ben used their mugshot photos.
Yes.
And their mugshot photos look better than their party photos that the news released, where they were partying with a baby Trump, I think Donald Jr. or whatever.
They have the two eyes that don't look in the same place. Both of them have
testimony that the president pushed to have her removed based on false claims. She also warned that private influences are undermining our nation's interests. So again, the list continues to grow. Now, for his part, the president told a full House rally last night in Louisiana, the whole situation is a sham.
He's been doing
his administration.
He's been doing rallies ever since he got into the White House. He does rallies for fun.
People show up to him.
I know.
This is what he does. He does rallies and he goes golfing at his expensive resorts.
Yep. And he pops in at weddings sometimes, random weddings at his resorts.
Do we pay for his rallies? Like, how does this work? Do people come to these for free?
I have no idea.
He's fighting every step of the way.
We're putting a stop to their pillaging and their plundering and their hoaxes. The radical Democrats' policies are crazy. Their politicians are corrupt. Their candidates are terrible. And they know they can't win an election.
Goatee, he don't even know what he's saying. He's just agreeing. You can tell. He can't even hear him. Yeah, that's right. You know what the fuck he's saying.
So they're pursuing an illegal, invalid, and unconstitutional bullshit impeachment.
Whoa! This young Trump dropping the swear words.
What you say about my? And he does that because he knows those type of people like to hear bullshit, which I'm that type of person. So
this is a family show. That's the beep. But I'm sure you could figure out what he said. Democrats on Capitol
this
Hill.
This is not a family show. There are no families sitting around watching Fox News.
Remember when Bill O'Reilly put out the O'Reilly Factor for kids?
I think he wrote a children's book, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some weirdo shit, dude. The guy couldn't tell the difference between a loofah and a falafel.
Falafels are delicious.
Falafels are delicious.
Loofahs are not
so are
delicious.
Loofahs.
I don't know. If you're using a loofah on your pretty pink pussy, I'd say that's delicious. I'd say that's
pink
delicious,
pussy
Benjamin.
Loofah is the best.
That's what he was talking about. He was talking about rubbing a falafel on a girl's vagina.
And this is whether Speaker Pelosi or Chairman Schiff or Nadler or Cummings.
Stupid.
The question they say, Leland, is a simple one. Is it okay for a president to pressure foreign governments to undermine our elections for his political gain? And the other question, of course, is that exactly what happened here? We've all seen the transcript. That's open for interpretation. Adam Schiff says the White House needs to stop obstructing their probe.
We will continue with other witnesses, notwithstanding the administration's consistent efforts to obstruct our investigation. And as we have repeated many times, any
so
effort to
what was the actual tweet? Have we seen it yet?
No.
48 minutes in and we haven't seen the fucking tweet yet.
Here it is.
Finally, Donald J. Trump on Twitter. So now they're after the legendary crime buster and greatest mayor in the history of New York City, Rudy Giuliani. He may seem a little rough around the edges sometimes, but he's also a great guy and a wonderful lawyer. Such a one-sided witch hunt going on in USA. Deep state. Shameful.
Deep state. Shameful.
Deep state.
I hate that they say he's like the greatest mayor. He's only considered it because of 9/11. He was the mayor during 9/11. You could have had Bill Cosby be the mayor during 9/11. They said he's the best fucking mayor.
Bill Cosby was known at one point as America's dad. So like,
well, he still is. Yeah, he just rapes his daughters.
We've always seemed to put real pieces of shit up on a pedestal here in America.
We do.
It's very sweet of us.
But, I mean, I just hate the fact that they call him the greatest because of that. He didn't do nothing.
He was the mayor of the city that took the brunt of the greatest attack on American soil, I guess.
Okay, but he didn't stop the fucking planes. What did he do? He's the mayor, so what?
I'm trying to make an analogy here that isn't too dark, but it's like, let's say, okay, I'm gonna take any, let's say a child falls off of the bicycle, all right, scrapes his knee really bad. The knee is bleeding, the child is crying like crazy. You didn't stop that child from falling off that bicycle, but as the parent, you comforted them with that boo-boo on their knee. You kiss the boo-boo, you put a Band-Aid on it, you let that kid know they're going
to
be safe.
How is this remotely close to what the fuck we're talking about?
That's what Giuliani did. America fell off his bicycle, scraped his knees up. Two towers. He put a Band-Aid on it.
Man, that don't make no sense to me, Ben.
He put a Band-Aid on America's boo-boo and kissed our head and made us feel better after we just got royally fucked off our bike.
He didn't do shit.
Oh, my God. That's what he did. Giuliani kissed a boo-boo.
That's
he's trash.
Crime buster and the greatest mayor in the history of New York City, Rudy Giuliani. He may seem a little rough around the edges sometimes, but he is also a great guy and a wonderful lawyer. Such a one-sided witch hunt.
Oh,
going on in the USA. Deep state, shameful.
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 All right, and we have some news articles that I wanted to pull up here. What the fuck? Here it is. So these are some Billy selections here. What's this one?
Farmers kept refusing to let him have sex with their animals, so he sought revenge, authorities say. I haven't read this article. I just saw this title, and I was like, how did this man get revenge? For well over a year, two mysteries consumed a peaceful New Jersey community. There were the strange letters that showed up in the mailboxes of local barns asking about the possibility of forming a sexual relationship with horses, cows, or other large animals. And then there were the homemade tire-slashing devices that farmers kept finding in their driveways or near the entrances to rural farm roads. Now authorities in Sussex County, New Jersey, are saying that both were the work of the same man, Richard Decker. Dick Decker, who lashed out by...
Dick Decker?
Dick Decker, who lashed out by harassing people who refused to let him have sex with their farm animals. Dick Decker, what are you
doing,
man?
Hey, stop fucking my goat, Dick Decker.
The 31-year-old was arrested October 3rd, according to the New Jersey Herald. Prosecutors said at Wednesday detention hearing that since August 2018, he had been sending letters and emails detailing his requests to farms, stables, and horse boarding facilities throughout Sussex County, located in the northernmost point of the state. Unsurprisingly, many of the recipients were not thrilled to learn that an adult man was interested in having a sexual relationship with their livestock.
DSP, what's your take on this?
I just want to say, if you lived in Sussex County and you were a farmer, you probably know a lot of the farmers in Sussex County. It's probably a smallish community. You probably go to the same blue ribbon pageants for your prize winning pig.
That's like the county fair or the state fair.
Yeah, Sussex County Fair. You probably all meet and greet. Everybody at the fair is constantly complaining about their tires getting slashed. And if you're not, you're the guy that let this guy fuck your horses.
We know what Charlie been doing.
Yeah, like everybody's like, man, my tires got slashed. And the old farmer Brumpkin's like, mine haven't gotten slashed. I don't know what's going on. And it's because he's letting fucking Dick Decker come in and rail the cows. He's on the beef line. Decker didn't take the rejection well, as authorities said on Wednesday. He left messages harassing the property owners who had turned him down. Who didn't get harassed? This is the story here, not the ones that turned him down. Who didn't get their tires slashed? In one instance, threatening to beat a man's wife with a wooden stick.
What the fuck? The hell's going on?
Say what you want about horse fuckers, but this guy's particularly devious. He wants to beat a woman with a wooden stick because her husband won't let him rail the fucking blue ribbon pig.
Now he's dangerous, Dick Decker.
Oh, here's the dangerous Dick Decker over here. And he wrote negative online reviews of their businesses. I want to read the Yelp reviews for this. Hello, my name's Dick Decker, and I want to say people at Sussex Farms really suck. They wouldn't let me fuck their cow. 3 stars. The 31... Did you just hit a cowbell? Are you hitting a fucking cowbell during cow sex conversations, Ben?
He is. He's doing it.
Can people home hear?
Hold on. Wait for a second. I'm trying to see if they can hear it. Yes.
They can hear it?
I think.
More cow puss.
Can you guys hear that? Can you hear this drum set? Yeah, okay.
This is gross, Ben.
More kick drum. Pump that.
We're talking about a man humping cows here. And you play cowbell?
Drunk.
You said it was gross, but there may be somebody in the chat room who doesn't think it's gross. Are you judging them, Billy?
I will judge them if they threaten a man's wife with a wooden stick.
But I'm judging them if they fuck a cow. Man, now fuck you, retarded.
Here in Washington State, there was like maybe a 1 year overlap where it was legal to fuck your horse, but illegal to marry your same sex lover. Right?
Oh,
yeah, in Washington State, only recently have they banned fucking your animals because there was a man who died.
I give you a
getting fucked to death by a horse on videotape.
It's playing with a fucking drum beat.
Before this man died, it was legal to get fucked by your horses in Washington State. Like that's, and it was illegal at the same time to marry your damn significant other if they were the same sex.
So that, gay bad, pig pussy good.
I guess, man. I'm not the pig fucker. I'm the pig fucker's son, but I'll fuck your pigs till the pig fucker comes.
Fuckers comes.
The 31-year-old also allegedly kept a stash of homemade metal tire deflation spikes in his bedroom.
That's fucking weird.
And would plant them in the driveways of farmers who angered him.
God damn.
So that's
like what the cops use when they have a high-speed chase, right? And they figure out where he's going and they'll lay out the spikes.
This guy is as close to a real-life supervillain as I've seen. You know? Like, he's not straight
up. What would be a supervillain name?
Oh my God.
Dick Decker. Dangerous Dick Decker.
Dangerous Dick Decker, yeah. Dangerous Dick Decker strikes again. I would hate to be the farmer that never got those deflation spikes on his fucking on his property, because you know he let people fuck his horses at this point.
Oh yeah.
In January, police in Decker's hometown of Vernon Township, New Jersey, issued a warning to anyone who has farm-like property after several residents found that their tires had been destroyed by homemade spikes, which are also known as caltrops. The department's Facebook post was deluged with comments from people in the surrounding area, and one man claimed that his family had gotten 6 flat tires in the past month alone. While some joked about a nefarious scheme to sell tires, others speculated that animal rights activists were behind the vandalism. Nope, you're all wrong. It's the fucking pig fucker. It's the horse fucker.
I agree.
As authorities investigated over the summer, a different kind... A different kind of conversation began bubbling up in Facebook groups where people typically discussed upcoming equestrian events or buying and selling livestock. In August, Caitlin McCurdy, who occasionally leases out horses to fund her work with rescue animals in Jackson, New Jersey, received several disturbing emails in response to ads that she had placed on Craigslist. All three appeared to come from the same sender, who went by the alias Tacky Chaps.
Tacky Chaps.
So Dangerous Dick Decker was his street name. Tacky Chaps.
Was Tacky a super villain name.
Jesus. Ah, Tacky Chaps strikes again. This is terrible.
Tacky Chaps.
Tacky Chaps.
The fuck does that even mean?
My dude, we wear assless chaps. You know what chaps
are? Tacky.
And if they're tacky, that's because he's trying to get some ticky tacky, some sticky sticky horsey ticky tacky. I know you're trying to sell your mare. But the reason I'm contacting you today is because I am attracted to equine and wanted to ask, would you please give me the permission to meet and possibly have a sexual relationship with one of your horses? Said one of the messages.
This is I would think it was a troll.
Mm.
I mean, it's a troll up until you start putting your dick in horses or caltrops in the driveway of people who won't let you put your dick in horses. You know what? The Tacky Chaps name with assless chaps make me think this guy doesn't want to put his dick in the horse. He wants the horse riding him.
Oh, damn. Did you ever see that video where the guy's like running with his pants down and the like, it's either a horse or a donkey's chasing him.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. They're trying to rape him.
Can we scroll down a little bit here?
Yeah.
I'm sorry if my requests appear insulting. I'm honestly attracted to horses, and I'm looking for a longer-term relationship with one, but I have no place to home one myself. I'm a man in North Jersey, and I would be very grateful if you would consider me for your horses. Thank you. Fuck. The other two emails were nearly identical, though one asked to stud for your horses, which indicated that McCurdy, the sender, was familiar with equine terminology. The trainer told the Washington Post in Facebook message earlier Friday morning that she found the messages sickening and didn't respond. Though she didn't report the messages to the police, figuring that they wouldn't be able to trace the sender from Craigslist, she posted screenshots on Facebook and warned others in the animal rescue community to be on the lookout. Around the same time, McCurdy told the Post she discovered that the oil filter had been unscrewed from her car's motor and all of the oil had leaked out, which caused her engine to seize. I don't know if it has anything to do with him, but it is coincidental that it happened shortly after receiving those messages and not responding back to him, she said. I mean, pretty sure this dude's over here fucking around with everybody who doesn't let him bang his horses.
That is weird.
As McCurdy's warning made the rounds, she learned that she wasn't alone. At least five people in the Facebook group for the New Jersey equestrian community had received similar messages, though the emails came from a variety of different aliases. They all made the same request. In one, the sender, who self-identified as an animal lover who was open to experimental dating, offered to pay for the animal's care in exchange for an expectation of privacy for the relationship. I don't know, man. I think we've milked this one for all it's worth.
A relationship.
What a relationship. I'll pay for room and board.
I saw, I don't know if it was just clickbait and how much truth there was behind it, but I saw an article that some European country legalized like interspecies marriage.
Yeah, I wonder where bestiality is legal still in the United States.
I threw together a beat really quick for fun.
Oh, more cowbell?
Oh, shit. I didn't get to listen to it all the way through. It's a pretty slow tempo song.
Take my horse down the old town road. You gonna ride?
Open his mouth, drop my load.
Open his mouth and then drop my load. You know what? Surprisingly enough, isn't affected by the caltrops in the road. Horse hooves.
Yeah. That rhymed actually, Billy.
Damn it. So, all the U.S. states where bestiality is still legal. There's a map here. It appears that, fuck, I can't read the cities.
Darkside Phil really seems to enjoy this story, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was yelling out loud earlier.
It looks like it's legal in Ohio.
I mean, maybe under certain circumstances.
Hawaii,
I don't know.
Kentucky, Nevada, New Mexico, Ohio.
I believe
Texas,
New Mexico.
Vermont. How is it that you were living in all these states where bestiality was legal?
When I first moved to New Mexico, cockfighting was legal there.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, I think they only got rid of it in like 2008, 2009.
I've actually been to a cockfight.
It says Vermont,
West
Virginia.
They were actually legal in Albuquerque. There were actual cockfighting rings that you could go and people would gamble there and shit. It was crazy.
I was a kid. I mean,
I would
I
not go because I think it's cruel, but
is very cruel.
Why is it legal in the District of Columbia? Why is bestiality legal?
I don't know the context of this. There might be certain context to where it's not necessarily like a criminal charge at the first time or something like that. I don't know. I haven't researched it.
I'm just saying, Washington, D.C., you sickos.
All right, here's the next point.
Redmond man claims he was joking about alleged Joker threat, but police seize his guns. This is local here. This is not too far away from where we're at right now.
But fucking idiots use the "I was just joking, bro" shit all the time.
Days before the nationwide opening of the movie Joker, a grim and violent origin story about Batman's nemesis, Redmond police seized assault-style rifles and handguns from a 23-year-old Redmond man who allegedly posted a disturbing social media message and photo referencing the film, according to police and court records. Redmond police on Wednesday obtained a temporary extreme risk protection order, an ERPO, and went to the man's house where they seized 8 firearms, numerous high-capacity magazines, and the man's concealed pistol license, said police spokeswoman Andrea Wolfbuck. Though the man claimed his social media post was a joke, detectives, who also found several of the man's posts advocating violence against women, still plan to seek a full ERPO, which, if approved by a judge, would keep guns out of the man's hands for 1 year. In 2016, Washington voters overwhelmingly approved an extreme risk law to allow law enforcement officers and family members to ask a judge to keep firearms out of the hands of someone deemed a danger to themselves or others, even if no crime had been committed. This is interesting. How do you feel about that?
Well, first of all, he deserves to have his guns taken away. That's just how I feel. If you make threats, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, especially in the climate that we're in now. We have a heightened security. If you're going to make a joke about shooting people, I'm sorry, they have to take it seriously. They can't ignore it and then have it happen. The liability behind that would be insane.
I wonder what the joke was. Like, I want to judge the joke.
I mean, if he... Yeah, I don't know. Does it...
I hope so. I hope it gets down there.
Okay.
Since then, ERPOs have been used to seize guns from people threatening suicide and those who have displayed warning signs sometimes associated with mass killings. The Seattle Times is not naming the Redmond man because he has not been charged with a crime. He moved to Redmond a couple of months ago.
He's lucky.
And obtained his concealed pistol license in Kent in May, Wolfbuck said. Redmond police provided additional security over the weekend at one movie theater showing Joker, Wolfbuck said. Other cities across the country also had extra layers of security during screenings of the film, the Associated Press reported. The film has earned $93 million at the box office during its opening. Did we get to see the joke the guy made? According to the petition for an ERPO filed by... filed by King County Superior Court last week, the Seattle Police Department's Criminal Intelligence Unit came across the man's social media posts during an unrelated investigation Tuesday and forwarded information to Redmond police detectives. In one photo, the man was holding two AK-47 type firearms, one in each hand, pointed towards the ceiling. The petition says his index finger is on the trigger on both his right and left hand. The man captioned the photo, "One ticket for Joker, please," and posted it September 26. The petition says police viewed it as an implied threat of a possible mass shooting.
Really? Now, after seeing hearing the joke, I'm not too sure that that's what he was trying to go for, though.
I mean,
I think he might have been making fun of the people that was making a big deal about the Joker.
Yeah, I get the joke. If this guy got his guns taken away for a year, he gets them back in a year, maybe he'll work on his material.
I'm still not pissed off that he got his guns, and I actually like the law. I don't think it's going to do that big bit of good, because if somebody really wants to kill you, they're going to find a gun somewhere. But I mean, I do think it's a, you know, they're trying to do something.
I mean,
but that joke's really not that fucking bad.
I feel like I've seen YouTuber friends of mine on Twitter make this same joke. I can't remember who. But I
know there's some person of a different color than we are that made a joke. I don't want to say his name, but some black guy.
Some black guy on Twitter?
That's funny.
It was some black guy. I don't know, you know, I ain't gonna say his name, but it was some black guy.
Oh. I gotta read the rest of this real quick. The petition goes on to explain that the U.S. Army and FBI have issued warnings of potential mass shootings at screenings of the film based on social media posts by people who call themselves incels. A shortened term popularized in the internet forums for involuntarily celibate. The Redmond man refers to himself as an incel, the petition says. Oh my God. Take his guns away, so he goes out and gets laid. He has nothing to do. He can't sit at home clean his guns all night. Teach him how to go out and talk to people. This might make his life better, even though I feel like the joke wasn't a threat. The joke wasn't that good.
I mean, it wasn't a good joke. I mean, it wasn't like, I didn't take it as a mass shooting joke either.
Yeah. One ticket for Joker, please. Other recent posts by the man include photos of himself with multiple guns inside his house and the firearms tucked into his waistband because his dick doesn't take up enough room in his pants. He's got to put other things in there. As well as photos of loaded high-capacity magazines and at least one... Why am I talking shit about a guy who's a known gun owner that lives in the same city as me? What the fuck is wrong with me?
He coming for
you. No shit, dude. I take it back, man. Let me take you out for some drinks. I'll help you get a girlfriend.
One ticket for a Billy the Fridge concert, huh?
No!
I'm going to invite that guy War Dog to come to your next show.
No!
Why not? You don't like him?
As well as photos of a load of high-capacity magazines and at least one photo of the man with a gun pressed to his face. They got photos of me with guns pressed to my face out there. Copies of the photos,
and
which
dicks,
were posted to Twitter.
And dicks.
But those are Photoshop. Those are CGI. As of Monday, it appeared the man's Twitter account had been deactivated. Police also found earlier posts in which the man wrote, "I will shoot any woman, anytime, for any reason," and "I really want to just punch a woman so hard her entire body just buckles and collapses." I just want to say, there's a reason this guy's an incel. He could say this in a different way, and there'd be a lot of women out there super turned on. He says it in a very pathetic way. My dude, just be like, "Hey, I don't need a reason. I'll shoot up any of these women." And then women would be like, "Oh, fuck, that's hot." He could be like, "You know, I could punch a woman so hard, her entire body just buckles and collapses." And all these girls would be like, "Oh, my God, I'm dripping wet. But he says it like a fucking goob. He's over here goobing around. There's a reason you're involuntarily celibate, my dude. The petition says the man bought a 9mm handgun earlier this year and a .380 pistol last year. He also posted online about using gun kits to build ghost guns, firearms without serial numbers, the petition says. I have a buddy. He was a convicted felon.
Mm-hmm.
He got his rights to own a gun back, but he didn't have his rights to buy a gun with a serial number. But his lawyer said he was legally able to get a ghost gun. And he went out and got a really nice-looking ghost gun. They're pretty interesting little fucking weapons, and they look cute as hell because the way they're made. I was actually really interested in ghost guns. They're cute as hell, my dude. I was interested in ghost guns for about a week after I heard about my buddy. I was like, I should get a ghost gun, but I don't know. I was too busy not wanting one to get one. Correction, an earlier version of the story said that parts used to make a ghost guns were seized from the Redmond man. While the man had posted online about ghost guns, no parts were found when police seized his firearms.
Holy fuck. Ghost gun. Yeah, what is a ghost gun? Like, what does it look like?
It's a gun. It's effectively a gun that isn't operational, but once you get it, you can file down pieces of the gun to make it a fully operational pistol. So to sell it, it has to have like areas that make it non-operational. So it's like, this isn't a gun. This it can't shoot. And then you get it and you're like, oh, here, punch out a fucking little piece of metal, shave a little area down. You got a fully operational gun.
It's a way to get it around the gun laws.
Yeah.
Have you seen those one-shot 3D printed guns?
Yeah.
Yep.
They look like shit.
I mean, In a pinch, though, that, but it packs a good amount of firepower.
But you know the LA riots and shit back in the Zoot Suit riots?
Yeah, I know about the Zoot Suit.
You could make
riots.
A fucking zip gun out of some PVC pipe, a rubber band, and a nail. Like, you could make a one shot gun without a printer. It's been going on forever.
I would argue that these guns are more accurate.
Okay.
And have more firepower behind them.
Okay.
Than a nail gun.
If you're in a close quarters situation,
the sports.
I don't think those guns are going to be sniper equivalent. The one shot printed up guns.
No. It's a one shot handgun.
Yeah, you can get pretty accurate with
for
a
short
zip gun.
Range. Yeah, because it's not made out of metal, it deforms after the first time you shoot it. So.
Yeah.
It'd be a risk to shoot it again. It won't be as accurate, at least, the second time you try to shoot it. So this was something we were looking at. South Park. Billy was telling me, damn, I'm going to have to start watching South Park again.
Yeah, South Park fires F-bomb in response to China ban. South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone made good on their plans to fire back at China after Beijing banned their long-running animated series over its criticisms of the Chinese government. Wednesday night's episode on Comedy Central called Shots reached a milestone as the series' 300th and included a profane response to Beijing. F the Chinese government, characters Tao Li and Randy shout after Tao Li admonishes Randy for selling marijuana to China.
Yeah, they were, okay, so spoiler alert. Can I do the spoiler alert?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in the South Park story, Stan and Randy and their whole family have left South Park, and they bought a marijuana farm, and Randy is fucking happy as hell because the Chinese government bought $300,000 worth of his weed on their Colorado weed farm. And the only reason they were buying the weed, though, is to plant it on the Hong Kong protesters to arrest them and take them to jail.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, fuck China, man. I'm tired of them. They suck. Like, China, the country's great and the people are great. Like, I met so many great people from China. But their government, first of all, there's only allowed to be one government in China. So they get to call the fucking shots. Like, when they have an election, it's between a bunch of people from the same party.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the microscopic differences between them. There's no real change. You can never vote for change. It's always the same.
Sounds shockingly like a two-party system.
But it's not. It's a one. It's even less. That's why two-party system isn't good either.
Yeah.
It's only slightly better than Chinese system.
We're over here like, fuck China for going against a corporation. For corporations.
Fuck China, the country. The People's Republic of China. Fuck them.
Fuck corporations for backing the country that they're doing business with over the member of the business that wants to speak out, like kind of how Colin Kaepernick taking a knee got ditched from the NFL, right? Like we do this here in America too, but we argue over it here. We're like, no, he has the freedom to kneel. No, he doesn't. But when it's China, we're like, fuck them. We do this shit too.
Not China, the country. Not China, the citizens of China. Yeah, their government, their one party system, their censorship of any type of dissent against the government at all. That's trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the way they like, it's like, oh, well, you know, now Facebook's blocked in China. Now YouTube's blocked in China. Now they have this weird bullshit version of Google in China. Like, could you imagine not being able to use Google to get all of the information, the wealth of information that's out there? A lot of that shit's blocked in China. They get the Chinese government approved version of Google.
A lot of that shit's blocked here in America too.
That's why we have dark web. Don't be a conspiracy theorist.
It's not a conspiracy theory. The dark web is literally just things that YouTube or that Google won't let you search for.
Sure, that's fine, but it's not outright the government does not approve of this and that. It's more like Google doing it on their own. Google has focused, just like YouTube. I mean, they're the same fucking company.
Yeah, and the dark web's mostly crime shit, too, Billy.
Yeah.
What was that?
It's dark mostly web's crime.
Well, there's a lot of crime there, but there's a lot of stuff that is just on the dark web because Google's like, nah, fuck off. On Monday, Chinese censors erased, deleted, and purged every clip, episode, and online discussion of the show from the country's streaming services and social media outposts. The move was a response to last week's episode, which mocked Hollywood for a tendency in recent years to avoid offending Chinese censors as it pursues big profits in the communist country. China is legitimately running a Mandela effect scheme. Like, there's one thing that they don't like, and all of a sudden it's gone. And they're like, remember when Bernstein Bears said they hated China? Nope, that never happened, guys. Bernstein Bears love China. Matter of fact, they don't even exist. Those are the fucking China dolls. Those are the panda bears. There's going to be a whole generation of China scratching their head like, remember, wasn't there a show called South Park? Nope.
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 Never was a show. Didn't happen.
Yeah. Tensions were also rising between U.S. and China over a controversy involving the NBA sparked by a weekend Twitter message in which Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey expressed support for pro-democracy demonstrators in Hong Kong, a Chinese territory. Several companies in China, including some of the NBA's major business partners there, lashed out at the league over Morey's tweet. Afterwards, several NBA-related events in China were canceled, but two scheduled preseason games between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Brooklyn Nets were still on as of early Thursday. The first game was set to be played beginning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern time Thursday, with the second scheduled for Saturday morning. Yeah, I don't know, man. What's going to happen with China?
Here's the poll update. By the way, Warren's slightly behind, almost 2 points. behind Biden.
She was up for a minute, right?
I mean, like, the margin of error is enough to where one of them could be kicking the shit out of the other. We'll see what happens. And then right after the Iowa caucus, if Warren wins the Iowa caucus, you're going to see her jump the fuck up in the polls. Because people who are dumb that have not been paying attention at all, after that happens, will start being like, oh, yeah, that person that won, I'm a winner, too, so I vote for them. That's what happens.
Look how far Bernie went down, though.
Someone in the pleb chat said, also, doesn't the U.S. owe China a ton of money? China has invested in the U.S.
Yeah, in our war debt.
Yeah. I think, what is it, 15% of our debt is Chinese-owned?
You know, back in World War II era, the government sold war bonds to the American people.
Yeah.
You got to buy bonds as an investment. You'd get interest on them if you let them mature over a period of time.
Yeah.
But now, instead of doing something like that, we outsource our debt to China.
Let's give it to China.
China!
And what happens if we go to war with China? All the Chinese people that own property here?
I don't even
want to
know what happens if that happens.
We kill a bunch of people.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of fuckers in China.
I don't know, man. I don't think we'd go to war with China. I think
someone in the chat just said, polls mean nothing. Look at 2016. You know, a bunch of you idiots say that to me all the time. Now, I want to remind you, the polls said Hillary would win the popular vote. She won the popular vote.
By millions.
The polls are not perfect, and they can be wrong, but this weird narrative that the polls are, like, totally fake, they're not. Sorry.
And it's nobody really said that much until the whole Trump thing happened anyway. Most people go by polls until that shit happened.
Polls are for fucking plebs. They're for NPCs.
And let's face it, I've seen some people say hashtag Yang Yang.
Look, that's like going to the racetrack and looking for horses to bet on and just ignoring all of the data on a racing program.
Yeah.
You bet on a three-legged horse.
Sometimes those statistics are dead fucking wrong. Sometimes the horse that's not favored to win at fucking all wins. Yes. Yeah. But a lot of times those statistics hold water. It's not, people think so fucking black and white, it blows my mind. Yeah, 2016, one time post said this person win, they technically didn't win. Yeah, no shit, motherfucker, but the polls predicted she would get more votes. She got more fucking votes. Guess what?
But horse racing is just as stupid as polls is. If you want to make money off of horse racing, you're better off going to the tracks and selling peanuts to people betting.
I'm talking about, like, the analytical data of it.
Yeah.
And why it's even important, why people buy the
Because people are fucking gamblers. They're stupid. They like numbers and charts and graphs. And they're gambling right now with some outcome that is literally just a fucking horse getting a trophy. Like, nothing is going to be better or worse at the end of 2020 elections, no matter who we get. Trump is going to suck for some people because they're going to have Trump derangement syndrome. If one of these fucking Democrats happen to make it through, it's going to suck for Democrats because they're going to have to fight 8 years like Obama did to get nowhere. Get some fucking health care. If you're going to the horse races, don't bet. Go there and sell fucking peanuts. You'll make more money. Don't vote for president. Go there and sell people bullshit voting pamphlets. You'll make more money. Mm-hmm. Don't go to the races. Fucking be the races. Wait. Huh?
What?
Yang Gang, 2020.
That, come on. Seriously, people, stop with that. He's not got a chance in hell.
Yeah, okay, here we go. I think we got a good one here. So I think we can... So you don't, Pimug, you don't think Yang, he doesn't have a chance in hell, right?
He doesn't have a fucking chance.
Ben versus Pim.
No. Oh, shit.
Oh.
I was going to put you versus him, but...
Well, you want to throw me over there?
Yes. Can I pick you up and throw you over there?
Should we switch seats really quick?
Thanks, man. I don't like doing these verses.
Why not?
Why not, Pim Monk?
Because I always make Billy look stupid. Do it again,
champ. Fuck.
I haven't fucked with this in a while. Because
I'm not going to make you look stupid.
I've always said I make good points.
No, you are a master debater.
Somebody puts me on the fucking spot like this, I always fuck up.
I put you both on the spot.
It's okay, Pimp Monk. I'll go first.
All right, hold on. I'm just going to... Where the fuck are you?
I'll go first.
Right here. Go first. Oh, shit.
What are we debating? Oh, Yang Yang.
Andrew Yang.
Yeah, Andrew fucking Yang. There's a lot of... There's a cult following, I'll say that. There's a cult
But I don't think you got a chance.
All right, here we go. Billy the Fridge. Here we go.
Just tell me when to start.
All right, go ahead. Start now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Yang is a candidate because America has a problem. And problems, like all good math equations, need to be solved. Andrew Yang recognizes the problem is not Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a symptom of the actual problem. Robots are taking our jobs, not Mexicans. You want to build a wall? I want to build a wallet. I want to give every American, 18 years or over, $1,000 a month so they can actually buy themselves some bootstraps to pull themselves up from. That's Andrew Yang's message. It's a message that we need in a time when we are all looking hopeless. Andrew Yang is going to bring it to America by giving this money as an incentive to spend. It's a stimulus. Right now, the last 20 years, the rich have gained $21 trillion of GDP, while the poor have lost $800 billion.
You said that always happens when you like leave off a couple figures.
They've lost $800 billion of GDP buying power over the last 20 years. That literally, the rich are getting richer while the poor are getting poorer, and the poor are going to get less opportunity while the rich get their robot armies to slave off the backs of Americans that are just going to starve unless they get that $1,000 a month to give themselves newer opportunities to actually maybe go and learn a craft they can apply, delve into the arts, give themselves a leg to stand on so they can actually sprint forward. And this is why Andrew Yang needs to be the president, needs to at least be in the presidential race. Because even if he doesn't win as president, the more people we get talking about these ideals is a win for Andrew Yang in the battle against robots and automation. And so even if he doesn't have a chance at the White House, we have to give him a chance to speak. The people need to listen.
Wait a minute, that was not supposed to be debating.
The people need to listen because it is coming down to a turning point where the robots will take over. It will be Terminator 2020 Judgment Day, and Andrew Yang is here to stomp out Arnold Schwarzenegger if need be. And bring us all $1,000 a month. And that is why Andrew Yang needs to be in this presidential race. Whether or not you think he'll make it to the White House,
his message is going
to have to make it to the Americans and their houses, their homes. Fuck the White House. Let's bring the green to your house. Andrew Yang 2020, $1,000 a month, 18 and up. That's $12,000 a year per adult in a household. A three-adult household is getting an extra $36,000 a year to work with, and that is life-changing money. And we need to change lives right now because the robots will change them for us if we don't.
Time out. What were we supposed to be debating? We were supposed to be debating if he had a chance. You said nothing about if he had a chance.
Tim Monk, your rebuttal.
My rebuttal is everything that man said made no goddamn sense. That's my rebuttal. First of all, we were supposed to be debating if he had a chance. Yeah, Yang's got good ideas, but does he have a chance? That's what we were supposed to be debating. And no, why look at the polls? You don't hear anybody say, but a few people on the fucking internet saying hashtag Yang Gang. You don't see people on the streets running around, Yang, Yang. No, you either hear Biden, Warren, or fucking Bernie Sanders. You hear nothing about Yang on the streets. Yang has no street credit. Why? Because he's a pussy. That's why. Andrew Yang is a fucking pussy. He's a look. I like his ideas, but you got to be able to have the balls to back those ideas up, and he doesn't have them. Look at him in interviews and debates. He gets fucking crushed every fucking time. So, yes, that's why I don't have a chance, Billy, which you made no goddamn debate whatsoever about. We're supposed to be about debating that. Now, his ideas, I agree. You're right. He has great ideas, but he has no chance, and I don't need to go any further because I just won.
Rebuttal. All right, Billy. I'm gonna give you a 1 minute rebuttal. Okay.
Rebuttal.
And it starts now.
Pimunk, the chance is a chance to be heard, and the reason you don't hear about Andrew Yang like you hear about Warren Biden and everybody is because Cory Booker, who raised $6 million for his campaign, got mentioned, while Andrew Yang, who raised $10 million. Didn't get mentioned by CNN and all the big major networks. They're downplaying Yang and his natural rise to the top. The people are behind Yang. It's exciting times. And I think that his chance at the White House is the chance he needs, whether he makes it or not. All right. You're telling me he won't become president. And I'm telling you, it's not the presidency that he's growing towards. This is the seed that will spark a revolution. And maybe a revolution is what we need, not a president. So it's more important that he runs than if he wins. And this doesn't have to make sense. It makes dollars. $1,000 a month, gang, gang.
Blow it out your ass, Billy. That's all I got.
Rebuttal.
No, I don't have a rebuttal because I won already. Pimp wins.
Pimp wins. Holy shit.
Kyle Christensen's already getting Yang's UBI. How's it affecting you, Kyle Christensen? How's it affecting you?
Help us get Yang Pimp on wins. The show. Let's get Yang on here then.
Let's get Papa Yang.
Yeah.
In.
That'd be cool. He seems like he'd do it.
He better.
Everybody's saying Pimp wins in the chat room, by the way. I'm just saying.
It's not true.
Someone said G-Man wins.
Well, that's true. That's always, though.
All I'm saying is Yang Gang wins as long as Yang Gang is hurt. It doesn't have to become a president.
Everyone, please like the stream. Oh, shit. Forgot about that.
Yeah, I love that.
Crazy people.
Oh, it doesn't matter if Pitmonk or I won. Elevidence in the pleb chat says Yang already won. They're from 2022. So that's a time traveler.
People. Billy sent this to me. It's
in other words, if you're a church, you're not infringing on anybody's rights. You're just saying you can't come here for your marriage. Go to the church down the street. You're a religious school. You're saying, listen, you want to learn about gay rights? Go to the public school down the street. Okay, you want to learn about gay rights? You can just go to that secular atheistic crossroads school in Santa Monica. Like, enjoy yourself. That's your problem. Go enjoy. Fine. You're not infringing on anybody.
His sister
your mere existence.
Tits, by the way.
Yeah, Billy's known about this for a while.
It's an infringement, according to Beto O'Rourke. The institutional existence is an infringement on liberty, according to Beto O'Rourke. And you must be shut down. You want a culture war in this country? You damn well have it, Beto O'Rourke. You want a culture war in this country. We want this country to come apart.
So what did Beto O'Rourke say exactly?
He said that it was something about LGBT being like forced in schools is what Shapiro is talking about here.
Forced in what kind of schools?
I guess he's making kids be gay together.
Private schools?
According to Shapiro, the way he's reacting, saying that he wants to bring guns to fight these people, he must be forcing the kids in elementary school to be in same-sex relationships.
It seems this is how you do it. Because I promise you, if you come to tell me that you're going to indoctrinate my kids in particular policy and that I can't pull my kid out of the school and send my kid to a school I want to send them to, that I can't go to the church or synagogue that I want to go to, and if you make that national policy, not just California policy where I can move, but national policy, people are not going to stand for that. They're not going to stand for that. And if you send a truant officer to remove my child, I have two choices at that point, right? If I have no place to move because you've now made this national federal policy, I now have two choices. One is to leave the country utterly. Two is to pick up a gun. Those are the only choices that you have left me. And now people on the line, oh, this is, how could you say stuff like that? How could you be so extreme? It's not extreme to defend the fundamental rights the Constitution was created in order to protect. These rights pre-exist government.
He seems like such a joy to be around. It's like, oh, the party can start now. Ben Shapiro's here. Woo!
I mean, if he shows up with his sister, I'd be down to party.
Well, that's not him. That's his sister.
Him
whatever.
And his sister, though. I'd take a wet blanket if he's got a hot sister.
You wouldn't care if he was there.
If Ben Shapiro
dropped off his sister and left, you'd be even happier.
I don't care. Let him kick it. I'm like, hey, Ben, go make us some fucking mojitos, my dude.
My right to raise my child in my faith is my right. That is a First Amendment right. There's only one reason the government exists, to protect those rights, not invade those rights. It is my right to raise my child with the moral precept that I find to be beneficial for my child.
Homeschool the motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Homeschool is terrible.
It's terrible.
Man, I don't want people who are not qualified to teach being teachers.
He's saying this about like LGBT representation in a school. There are parents who can't let their kids go to certain schools now because of anti-vax. Because they're not vaccinating their kids. Their schools are saying, don't bring your kids
here.
There
was a South Park episode about that recently.
Yeah. So he's saying that we should now take guns against the schools.
Well, he's insane.
They're not letting their unvaccinated children go to that school.
I get to raise my child. And if he tries, I will meet him at the door with a gun. That is insane. That is insane. If he tries to remove my child from my home, he's not suggesting that. Where do you think this goes? What do you think the next step is?
Is it you pulling guns on people? Because that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's one of the steps you're inserting into this, Ben Shapiro. Sharpshooter Shapiro. You think he's got good aim? You think he goes and fucking shoots at the range every Sunday?
I don't know. He seems very... he seems kind of boring.
You think Ben Shapiro got a
ghost
gun? You
know, the first time he got attention was when he was a kid. He was a violin player. Very good violin player. And then he got into politics.
His sister's a really good singer, too. The parents, history?
Yeah, they're musical. I don't know anything about their parents. But yeah, they're both musical, so probably. And they're both very smart and went to good schools and that kind of shit. I just think his political views are insane. He's out of his mind, and he's very, very concerned about a lot of things that aren't really that concerning.
There's a lot of conservative pundits that were, like, known as children first, right? Like, Stephen Crowder was the voice
Calgar.
Of... Caden Calgar. Stephen Crowder was the voice of the fucking bully on Arthur.
Oh, yeah?
One of the kids from Arthur or
whatever.
Arthur
Teacher Trouble?
I don't know if it was the bully or whatever.
I'll be right back.
But he was a voice of Arthur. All these guys were, like... privileged-ass little kids. And then they grow up to be privileged-ass whiny adults.
Yeah.
I feel like they wouldn't hold these high of opinions if they actually had to scrape their way through a childhood. Maybe I'm wrong. Pitmonk, is the only reason you and I are so fucking woke is because we were broke?
We were woke because we were broke.
Yeah, is it backwards here?
I think so.
I don't know, man. All these little kids, like Chris Chan was in the news when he was a little kid. I don't know.
A lot of these fuckers.
He's kind of liberal now, but he took a while to get there.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of these people, like you said, I mean, they were spoiled little rich kids, privileged always. I mean, and not talking about the kind of privilege that a lot of people think every white person has, but you know, they've never had to struggle. So they don't know the real world, but yet they constantly want to talk about it. You know, it's easy to throw shade at the real world when you ain't never fucking experienced the real world.
We all have like privileges. Like everybody has.
Yeah.
Privileges.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody has privileges. If I go into a certain neighborhood, I become a pinata. Someone comes, hits me with a baseball bat until money falls out of my pockets. That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
If I go in the wrong neighborhood, that neighborhood has non-pinata privilege. Ben Shapiro. Yeah. Ben Shapiro's got problems because he's got privileges. I mean, he doesn't have problems. People probably try to, all his friends probably try to bang his sister growing up. Every single one. The difference is Ben Shapiro and I don't have the same problems.
Yeah, but that's not what we were talking about. This motherfucker, yeah, his problems ain't what I would call problems, though, I don't think.
His problems are making sure his kids aren't gay, and he's willing to shoot people to make sure his kids aren't gay.
He's worried about shit that you shouldn't worry about. That's the thing.
Yeah, I don't understand how they're so concerned with the exposure of the reality of homosexuality and alternative lifestyles. Like, just
because
the knowledge.
Seen a lot of people suck dick. I don't suck dick.
Just the knowledge of it isn't going to turn people into it.
Mm-mm.
That's not how it works.
Because I know Ben's gay and I'm not gay.
Yeah. Man, I tried to blow Pitmunk so many times and he just wouldn't let me. He's like, I'm
couldn't
dead,
find
man.
Are you
I
sure you
find
just,
the motherfucker.
You didn't just keep bumping your nose into his fupa?
I wanted to gargle his three testicles.
Yeah.
Ben Shapiro's going to bring a gun to your doorstep for this conversation.
I'll knock the yarmulke right off of him.
I don't know if you can say
my
that.
My marbles went down his throat like a midget on a
I always
hat.
Forget he's wearing a yarmulke until someone
it's
brings it up.
It's the same color as his hair.
Yeah, it was camouflaged up until the moment you brought it up, and I'm like, fuck, he's been wearing it this whole time.
Yeah.
I totally
like
forgot
got
it was
pointed head.
That's the yarmulke effect.
Yeah, no.
That I mean, like, whatever, It is like the exact same color as his hair, so it is kind of hard to see.
I didn't notice it until you brought it up, and I remembered, oh, yeah, he's wearing one. Fuck. It's that camouflage. I have yarmulke blindness because I don't see Creed. I see color. Like, I'm super racist, but I don't see Creed. I just don't see religion in people.
One thing I really like about the Jewish religion is that they don't try to indoctrinate and, like, convert everyone to their religion. Like,
it's the opposite.
Yeah. That's why. That's one thing I like about their customs and their religion.
Well, that's like the elitist religion.
The whole genital mutilation thing. Not really so keen on that part.
Don't the rabbis bite the penis?
Yes. You know, why you always bring up this shit?
I mean,
why are you so focused on this shit?
Oh, because they
you've brought this up
baby dicks,
so
Ian,
many
because they're
times.
Biting baby dicks. We can't not call out weird shit in religion. That's
why
what
do
this,
we?
That's what this is about.
You put your mouth on a little baby dick, and it's kind of weird, Ben.
Yeah. It's tradition to bite off baby dicks.
Like, if I was like, you know, we have a problem with child molestation in America. Billy's all like, yeah, they fucking them babies. They're sodomizing the fuck out of them babies out there. They put them right in the butts, like that. It's like, I say something like very middle of the road, kind of like not too much detail. And Billy's like, aren't they biting baby penises?
I would love everybody to go back and take every clip of me ever talking about bad people doing bad things to kids and see how normal it was. I'm not out of line here suggesting that they bite baby dicks. Because you were making a comment.
I'm not saying it's not true.
You were making
I'm
a comment
saying why do
about
why?
Genital mutilation.
That's all I yeah.
And I added to that comment with some accurate information.
Yeah. Maybe they might
always find a way to
some,
go there.
Some accurate information.
Here's what I was thinking. Who's the first one to do it though? Like, he looked at the baby dick like, I'm gonna bite this. I mean, seriously. Who's the first person?
Damn it.
Hey, is there anything in that Bible about biting baby dicks? No, there's not. So we can do it, right? I guess so. Okay, I'm just gonna take a big bite. I didn't need it. It's not kosher. I spit the fucker out. But I bit that dick.
Good.
But
at least I can mic that. That's something I did. Bucket list.
Hold on. We probably should read the Streamlabs, by the way, I guess, you know.
Rot Feast Tender says, how do you feel about infant penis nibbling, DSP?
Oh!
Moreover, over 60% of our goal. Thank you, everybody, who have been helping us today.
It's a hard one, guys. Everyone, if you're watching right now, please like the stream. And if you can throw us $2, $5, $10, whatever. We really want to do a show a week from today. And we can make it happen.
Bruce Oaks gave $4 and said Schmeckles.
Schmeckles.
That was 13 minutes ago. Were we talking about Schmeckles 13 minutes ago? So he just predicted the Schmeck talk. Speck said, why hasn't the goal moved for so long? There, I got it to the perfect number. Now finish it up. Anyway, the polls consider the EC. They said Hillary was ahead in Wisconsin, Michigan, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. And she lost all four. The weakness of polls is they don't measure enthusiasm.
Sure. Whatever. Polls can be wrong. They've been right more times than wrong.
Red Scare says, I let the Yang Gang down. No, I didn't let the Yang Gang down. I showed you my vision of Yang Gang, and that is Andrew Yang fighting robots. OMG Trey says, Billy is the best. Thank you, OMG Trey. I agree.
There should be a TOS violation for Streamlabs if you lie in a Streamlabs.
That was a pure fucking lie.
I disagree. You guys are jaded.
Come to bed.
Should I check and see if you guys got any business dealings in the Ukraine?
Trying to take us out.
I'll make a phone call. John Apocalypse said F Blizzard and F China.
China.
Gordo Freeman said the Sunshine State. It's turning into the first person shooter state. It sucks. It's true. Rafi Stender says armed teachers should be required to wear a uniform. He also said, what say you, DSP?
Well, that's stupid, though. Here's why that's stupid. Because they're there to try to protect the school shooters. That's the classroom that they're going to fucking avoid. Is the ones with the motherfucker wearing uniforms.
Can we get the pizza? Maybe a calzone.
Can we get the pizza? Maybe the calzone.
Oh, shit.
I think those were all the little baby donos.
Damn, guys. We really need your help. Reaching this goal every month. We're having a streak right now. I can't believe this is still going. I'm going to close it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Billy, will you become a rabbi if you make the go?
I don't think I could.
One thing I wanted to say about the goal is that the goal, we have almost had it consistently for a whole year. In about two more weeks, we will have had the goal, the streak, for a whole year. So, if you can help the streak continue, we just need to hit 800. There was only one occasion where I had to do like an extra late night boy stream. But I'll tell you what. If we hit the goal tonight, if we hit the goal before the end of tonight's show, I will do an extra late night. Thank you.
That's right. Thank you.
After we do the post show tonight, or you know what? Fuck it. If we can hit the goal, the post show's free tonight for everyone. We'll just do it on the DP Underground channel or whatever. If we hit the goal tonight, post show free for everyone.
Shapiro says rap isn't real music. Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't agree with anything Shapiro says. Like, literally nothing. Like, I guarantee you Shapiro wouldn't fuck his sister.
And then after the post show, I'll keep streaming even after that. But there's going to be a break between the post show and the main show.
Leg drop on Billy?
I'll just stream until the sun comes up tomorrow.
Thank you, Clyde Frog, for getting the Sweet Boys that fucking goal. Let's go, DP fans. Appreciate you.
Man, you guys are great. Let's go, DP fans.
I'm thinking of what wrestling moves I could put on Ben.
Sharpshooter? No?
I don't know.
Have some of my Yang cash.
Yang gang. Thank you, Kyle.
Fuck
that's
yeah,
that's
dude.
Coming from Andrew Yang right there.
That's awesome. Yeah, so if you actually know Andrew Yang, if you can talk to him and get him on the show, we can interview him. That'd be great.
The camel clutch.
I mean, he's got a little bit of time. He can throw us like 15 minutes or something.
Put the baby dick down, JC said, for $10.
Put it down.
Put it down.
Down.
Hey guys, Josh Pearson here. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a liberal, left-leaning, Democrat, atheist ever get mad at you for using the wrong pronouns?
I have. Yes. Oh my word, Josh, you cannot call Caitlin Bruce, okay? It's wrong. It's wrong, I tell you.
I hear it all the time, but here's a question that I love to ask them. Why? They always say the same exact thing. Well, that's not how they identify. So here's the question I love to ask them. Do you recognize Jesus as the Son of God, the God of the universe manifest in flesh, dying on the cross for your sins as your Savior? And they say, no. And then I simply say, well, why not? Because that's what he identifies as. So if you're not willing to recognize Jesus as the Son of God, you're bigoted. All right, we all know this video is getting taken down, so hurry up and share before it
does. It's still on the internet.
Hurry up and share before it does. What a fucking shill dick. I love that. Only you can prevent wanker scabs. And thank you, Spirit Flame, as well.
You know what, guys? There's a new Wild Bill. There's a guy calling himself the real Wild Bill now.
Oh, shit. Is it going to be the battle of the Wild Bills?
Yeah, this Wild Break Bill's younger.
What's good, everybody? It's Wild
it's
Bill.
It's wrong, I tell you.
Thank you, Two Guns.
No yeah, animal. There's no streak breaking.
Ray Campbell. So recently I've seen on social media, on Facebook, that it is now legal for women to be topless in public. I was like, okay. So I looked at it and I got a little laugh right quick because I was like, well, fuck. Hell yeah. Topless women in public. That's awesome.
So far, I like his content better. I'm
but
more,
wait, it's about to take a turn.
I'm more a fan of topless women than I am of, I don't know, hating
Wild
poor
Bill
people.
For America?
Hating poor people.
Oh.
I feel like that's Wild Bill's conversation. Poor people of America just want to have dinner. Fuck them for eating. And I'm like, okay. And this guy's like, hey, you know women want to have their tits out? Give him a little push there. When everyone, $2 between all of us, because it's there, we got to hold the fort unless the big guns don't fire.
Love yes. We're almost three quarters there. Almost.
It's so close.
Yeah.
But yeah. So far, I'm liking this Wild Bill. Liquid Bill, we'll call him.
Liquid Bill.
Liquid Bill.
And then I thought about it from a different state
there's
of
an
mind.
And then?
Well, I have a young daughter. That's not okay.
No and then.
So now he's like,
so now,
I got a young daughter, actually. I don't want her seeing no titties.
Bruce Oaks,
man titties are okay, but not grown woman titties. I don't like that.
Times the redneck. John Apocalypse says, Wild Bill 2.0, half the age, 10 times the redneck.
I'm investigation to see if this
was
true or
not. And I don't like it, all right?
Redneckulous?
Yeah, and Ben's over here appropriating my culture of the redneck accent, and I'm offended, so fuck you, Ben.
I would say what I'm doing is more West Virginian kind of
yeah,
accent.
Yeah, there's mama, definitely different. It's like, yeah, there's definitely. I was trying to explain this on my show the other day. Boys. There's different life is accents great right in now. The South.
Yeah, the one I do is more Kentucky / West Virginia type accent.
More ancestral type.
More hillbilly. Yeah. More hillbilly.
Thank you, yeah. Josh New Point Oh. I'm glad
that's
life
Appalachia.
Is great right now.
You know?
Yeah. The thank boot you, hills Josh. Of Missouri.
Northern Tennessee.
Yep.
Every ten I see.
Yeah, some more.
And turns out state of Oklahoma has been allowed to go topless if you're a woman. A federal law in Colorado.
Moving to Oklahoma.
Said that it was discriminated. Women were discriminated against.
For years. Seeing Ben grinding on this channel has inspired me to put that kind of effort into something I love too. I've recently started growing marijuana in Oklahoma since it became legal last year.
I didn't even know it was legal there. That's awesome.
Yeah,
dude. So like, that's great. If you want to, like, I'll come sample your product. Whatever. That's one reason to go to Oklahoma. Just go to a weed farm. Smoke the good weeds all day. We could probably get even Billy the Fridge to smoke weed.
I drove through Oklahoma one time, and then like a month later, a big tornado followed the path I drove through on and erased my entire existence in Oklahoma.
You know, me and my buddy Atom were talking like, what if we could get Billy the Fridge a show in Toledo, because we have a lot of connections in Toledo.
Yeah, I would do a show in Toledo. I can get a show in Columbus,
yeah,
too.
You might as well. Maybe, you might want to, I don't know. You could try Cleveland or Detroit, too. All that shit's close together.
Do an Ohio tour. I got a guy out in Detroit that could help book out in Detroit, too.
Yeah.
We could do a whole fucking swag.
Great Lakes. It's the DP Great Lakes tour. Because, Cleveland... Toledo, Columbus isn't on the Great Lakes, but yeah, whatever. Columbus is
ben
awesome.
Ben is so salty that when he goes to see his doctor tells him to lay off the salt. Also, Billy and Pimp are so fat that when they go to their doctors tell them to consider losing weight.
Those aren't good jokes.
Then, let's get the goal. Just donate at least $2. Also, what's up, my scrub?
You guys are so great. Those first jokes were there wasn't even a punchline. It was Billy's so fat it's because his caloric intake is too high.
I thought he was going to say, Ben goes to the doctor, it's so salty, the doctor says, lower your salt intake, and then we go to the doctor, we say we're so fat, the doctor says, lower your fat intake, but they switched it up. The doctor just said we were fucking overweight. The last time Billy and I were engaged in vigorous homosexual intercourse, he leaned in and admitted to me that he's voting for Trump in 2020. That's because I like to say the most wicked shit in my lover's ear as I rail them from behind.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of super chats, too, which is pretty cool. We just got a very, very, very Polish person.
Pimu. I totally get the whole different southern accents. My great-granny came from Arkansas, and she sounded a lot more like Magog than you.
Someone with a very Polish name gave us $5.
Medical
she
marijuana.
Sounded like
a god. Really
she sounded like this.
Here in
what
Oklahoma.
The fuck? Your grandma's fucked up.
Medical MJ is really changing things here in Oklahoma.
Wow, I didn't know we had so many fans from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
And get Egghead up there. Uh-huh. We can do some cowboy movies and shit. I'm
telling you, baby.
Oklahoma.
We should just get an RV.
No, I don't want to do that. No, I'm not. I'm not doing the dumb RV shit.
What goal would we have to get to get an RV?
Though, man, I would do it.
Yeah, it's better than Greyhound.
If I just happen to go to Ohio for a week, and we hit all the cities that are only a couple hours apart from one another, then that's fun. I don't want to drive in a fucking RV for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Yeah. And live in basically a closet the whole time. That doesn't sound... an RV trip that's I don't know, a couple days long, I'd do that. Go down to San Francisco or something like that. But, driving all the way to the East Coast from here, fuck that.
I don't know.
I'm going to Frisco in January.
We can stop and go meet King Cobra in Casper, Wyoming.
That doesn't sound fun to me.
Doesn't that sound fun to you?
No.
We can go down to, I don't know where, a fucking Egghead's house.
What is up, fellow YouTubers?
That's
it's
all the way down in Dallas.
Bad boy King Cobra JFS back
go
at
visit
you.
This sweet
what
boy.
Is, we just got a super chat. It was, what does DSP... think of hentai. Damn it, I closed the DSP soundboard.
He looks up to Pimp Monk for questioning.
Yeah, he's like, guys,
with another live video. We are in the house. Cobes, how much for nudes?
Okay, really quick, I got to pause.
Damn, we are getting so... I have not seen this many super chats.
Adam just said going to a strip club for the first time tonight with some friends. Any tips? Here's some tips, Adam.
Do not, do not touch them with your hands. You could catch a beating or get thrown out.
Billy, beat your meat live right now.
Sometimes there are some circumstances where they might put your hands on them. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, but if you touch them, there could be an issue.
Okay.
Don't spend all your money. It's kind of a waste of money.
Ben's giving you preventative ideas here. This is to keep you safe. I'm going to give you some ideas to have some fun. Get your best loose-fitting pants, sweatpants,
don't
so that when she's grinding on you, She doesn't have to work hard to feel that weenie. Because some of them get bored and just want to get it over with, and they will give you butt tugs, cheek tugs, cheekers. She'll give you a cheeker.
Cheekers?
She'll give you a cheeker.
She'll
give you a cheeker through your damn sweatpants, whatever you're wearing, okay? And another thing, depending on how many friends you have, if you're going there with five or six friends, everybody put in $20 into a pool.
Damn, you guys are just, man, what the, and there's so many, I see so many different names, too.
Yeah. Everybody put 20,
I feel the love.
Everybody put $20 into a pool if you got five or six guys going. Everybody put $20 in, and whoever gets approached first by the woman that's going to ask for a dance.
When she gets, like, she'll dance on stage, and when she comes off the stage.
The strippers always come to your table and like, hey, you want to dance? Whoever gets approached first says yes, and they take all the money that was put in the pool, and it goes to that stripper for a dance. So if you got five or six guys, it's $100, $120, and you go and you get a massive lap dance based on whoever gets fished out.
The VIP.
That's a fun thing to do.
Fucking Billy Gray. He's so reactive. Billy Gray in the chat. Calm down, buddy. We still usually go 2 hours and 15 minutes, so there's like a half hour of the show left.
Mr. Mumbles, I want to go to Rhode Island so bad. You don't even know. The Nordic Lodge is calling my
name. I'm pretty proud of what I got, so, you know, hey. Good afternoon, Josh. Looks like you're chilling. You already know, Rip Steakface. Yeah, you already know. What's up, cowboy from hell? Yeah. Orso snorting fire across the endless sky. What's up, Johnny Cash? LOL, he says.
LOL.
Yeah, I'm going to make a shower video when I get my soap. I'll make it tasteful so you don't see anything.
How about just not making the video at all? That sounds more tasteful.
I mean, I am pretty proud of my huge cock, but...
Wanker scabs. Wanker scabs. He's pretty proud of his huge cock.
He didn't just say huge cock. He said huge cock, like huge.
And we've all heard his penis is long, but it's thin. He's described his penis as very long, but thin.
Mine's short and thin. YouTube has a, you know, they're kind of picky about certain things. So, yeah, I got to be professional.
Dude, he basically just said that if YouTube didn't have the rules they have, he would just have his dick all over YouTube.
You should use the green undies for the shower.
So is that his compensation for his fucking eye that's, like, looking to, like...
What, over... a pencil dick? How is that compensation?
Well, like, he's like, I got a big dick. It's people a pencil dick. I have a... But he doesn't say that.
Yeah, because he thinks it's a big dick. If it's not getting use, it's useless. I don't care how big your thutter is. The guy with the biggest dick on the fucking planet went on Howard Stern and told people his dick was too big for vaginal sex, so he had to start fucking dudes.
They had George Takei on that. He was like, oh my.
That's where the oh my soundboard clip
He's holding the big dick in his hand. He's like,
oh my.
Or they're not as heavy. The green undies for the shower. Ooh-wee, if I use my green cock holster underwear for the tactical soap shower, then I'm going to have to... Adrian...
What is this? Pim Monk, maybe you need to get one of these affiliate links that King Cobra uses. It's for tactical body soap. Because I know sometimes you're like... You always tell me sometimes you're like, I'm about to go to this town and go to a club. And you need to bring... You need to bring tactical soap with you.
It's tactical because it's laced with pheromones.
Yeah, dude. The ladies are going to get all horny.
I don't need no goddamn soap.
You don't need the soap?
No, I'm the motherfucking pheromone.
Even when you're getting freaky on the dance floor?
Dude, all I got to do is slide that little charm on them. They like it.
Does Pim Monk dance at the club? I'm trying to picture this. Oh, damn.
I'm actually... Here's the thing, I'm actually a good dancer, but I ain't. So
what's it like at a club in Mississippi? Is it like.
It depends on what kind of club. There's one I go to called Steel's Dive. They play out. They have different music every week. It's some rock bands. It's all live music. Rock bands, rap, country, southern rock. It's just fucking huge. I mean, this bar can fit like 1,500, 2,000 people, so it's fucking huge.
I was picturing Pimp Monk in the VIP room with twerking asses, like shaking around in front of him. And like,
that's the strip clubs.
I just got a business inquiry. Somebody's offering us their short bus.
A query?
They're offering us their short bus for the RV trip.
Cool. Did they steal it?
I don't know.
Fuck no.
I don't know.
Because I'll tell you what, I'm not, like, I don't want to do all the driving for one thing, and I am not in a vehicle like that with Billy the Fridge driving. What so fucking ever. He's the worst driver I've ever met in my life.
I'm such a good driver that Ben...
Did you almost pull a Rain Man? I'm an excellent driver.
Wrong. Here's $2 for keeping us entertained, your one and only torture pal, Egghead. Also, Oklahoma has medical marijuana, not yet legal for recreational use. We can all hope for one day. Fuck you,
you
fake Egghead.
You don't smoke anyway,
Fuck
Egghead.
Fuck you, fake Egghead. We want the real Egghead. Real Egghead.
I want
the
real Egghead that talks about how bad he wants to suck cock.
Yeah. Clad Frog, thank you. Let's get our boys over
Restrict
here.
Restrict the video. Be like, listen here, YouTube.
I've driven across America, okay? I'm a great driver. I'm a long-standing driver. I've driven to and from Los Angeles and only fell asleep a few times while driving.
Well, that's not across America. You live in Seattle, bro.
Yeah, but I forgot when I drove across America, I didn't actually...
He drove from L.A. to New York, but they stopped so many times.
Yeah, we had a driver. I just remembered that.
You didn't have your license at the time.
Yeah,
you got license taken away because you can't fucking drive.
No, it got taken away because I didn't have insurance.
Yeah, that's part of driving, dude.
That's just for rich people. Look at you, 1%.
No, that's a requirement for driving.
People, I didn't have insurance.
There's like discount
got his
insurance.
License taken away. Yeah, we were. It was it was the struggle, man. You're over here shaming
I
me because I was
get
poor.
A fucking ticket for playing Pokemon.
I was poor.
While driving.
It's not gonna happen because I don't
in
play
the post show.
Yeah. I am going to laugh my ass off when you get a ticket.
You're not going to because it's not going to happen. I'm a sweet boy. Is DSP doing all right? I understand the pimp looks good, but that dude needs to calm it down. Donate everyone so the sweet boys can make the goal again. Thank you, Hollow.
I have witnessed you breaking the distracted driving law of Washington State multiple times.
This is bullshit. Ben's a liar.
Joe just said it too. Multiple witnesses.
Everybody's lying and trolling.
I'll be like, hey, traffic cop, having trouble meeting your quota this month?
I
know a guy who's always texting and driving.
I didn't realize I hang out with snitches. People who have admittedly drunk and drove before.
People, 20 years
people
ago.
Who have admittedly
you do it every day.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I'm a sweet boy.
Yes, I drove shit-faced drunk 20 years ago. Nobody got hurt, but I'm lucky. And then I was like, fuck, I should never drink and drive again. And
anybody who
since.
Says I've admitted it myself, it's a joke. I'm joking. We're joking.
No, we're not. This is real.
Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to talk about this anymore ever again. And neither are you. There we go.
Unless you almost kill me again.
Almost doesn't count.
It does with me.
Actually, but did you die?
Almost does still count. They have preventative laws for so many things.
I need a really good Billy is an excellent driver story. Okay. OMG Trey.
So you need a fairy tale is what you're saying. Sure, go ahead and tell it.
I'm going to tell you about a story. Grimm. A story about the mid-aughts, all right, 2005, 2006, I was the go-to bro. I would rent a gigantic 15-person super van to pick up all my wrestling friends from SeaTac Airport and travel with them north into Canada for big wrestling shows.
I just want to point out, there's going to be a lot of weird fluff and irrelevant shit in this story to distract you from the fact that Billy the Fridge is not a good driver.
I had 15 people in this car trusting me with their lives time and again, and they were very, very happy and very pleased with my driving because I'm a sweet boy.
Anecdotal.
Sweet boy. This is all anecdotal. You want statistics. You want statistics. The last accident I was in was deemed 100% the other guy's fault.
I don't care.
I'm going to have to hop out, guys.
The only have a good night, Pimp Monk. The only other accident that I've been in behind the wheel.
I don't care about your accidents.
You don't want anecdotal. This is statistical evidence.
I want
the only other accident I was in was when I didn't even have a cell phone because I was 17, 18 years old, and my brakes went out.
You drive distracted.
And I saved the car from T-boning oncoming traffic.
I don't care about that.
And I just nicked the back of a Grand Cherokee.
I'm talking about reality.
When I could have T-boned an entire car.
I'm talking about how you take your eyes off the road for extended periods of time.
And I'm telling you now, based on statistics, in my entire career, I've gotten two accidents. And one was because my fucking brakes went out. Two was not deemed 100% not my fault.
You take your eyes off the road for extended periods of time while looking down at your phone.
Not true.
It's true.
Anyways, we're moving on. I could say a whole bunch of things about Ben that Ben would be very upset about. And I've told him time and again that I don't want to talk about this shit on the show. It upsets my mother. And you bring it up time and again.
Your mother?
It upsets my mom!
It does.
It upsets my mom!
Then stop doing it and you won't upset your mom.
You stop bringing it up! Jesus Christ! Oh, no, you want me to upset Ben now? Is that what you want? Jesus Christ!
You won't like me when I'm
You're
angry.
You upset my mom!
You're upsetting your mom, Billy the Fridge. I'm setting up the stream that we're about to do. I'd like to see you play some more...
Pokemon Go while driving? No, Ben, we've already established I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm talking about a Sweet Boy game.
Oh.
Puzzle Fighter.
Oh.
You got it. I saw you starting a Puzzle Fighter addiction.
I'm really good at it.
You beat the first two levels on hard mode.
On hard mode.
Which was good. Yeah, that was good.
I think I just beat one level on hard mode. The second level I almost beat.
Oh, you're right.
And then it got taken over.
I thought you had it in the bag for a second there.
And thank you, everybody, who got us up over our goal tonight, even though we won't be making another show because I'm quitting the show because Ben upset my mom. let me see if I missed any of these. Wanker Scabs looks like the guy Emil from RoboCop before crashing into toxic waste. And let's crush this goal. Thank you again, Achigro. Wanker Scabs from Fixed Soul. Brunetto gave us a 10. Red Scare says, I lived in an RV for just over a year, about a decade ago. Best year of my life. Billy Beat Your Meat live right now. That's icky. Looks like we got pretty much all these other ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Everyone, we have a side channel, and I know there's a bunch of you watching right now. You should subscribe to our side channel. I'm now going to post the link to tonight's post show, which we're going to do in a few minutes here. Go there and subscribe. Jump into the chat. You guys should all just go over there because we're about to wrap this shit up.
And the word is DSP will not be edging into the post show.
Yes!
About to be Billy the Thermos soon enough, right? Losing all that weight. Thank you, Trey.
And by the way, I have a bunch of videos that we haven't played, so we're going to do that in the post show. A live special post show. And actually, you know what? We probably could get the Underground channel. I think we could get it over 6,000 subs tonight.
Oh?
Yeah,
DP
because
Underground?
It's already 5.9 thousand subs over there.
5.9K.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a tall order to get it up to 6,000.
Go on over, Sweet Boys and Girls. Subscribe,
y'all. All right. We will see you guys there in a few minutes. See you there later, everybody. Good night. Thank you. You're great. Oh, into the ether.
Yeah.